1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Getting cleaned up.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell here, sponsoring this portion of the Phil Hendry Show, inviting you to come down for Ted to Beverly Hills' great prime rib on Sunday. Hey, watch some football with us, too, in our prime rib room.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'm excited this hour, Ted, to have you on. We haven't had you on in a while. I welcome you back to the show.
Phil, it's always a pleasure.
You are having cuisine, cooking, and etiquette classes at your restaurant on Sundays now, right?
That is absolutely correct, Phil. We are having a series of classes, not only for cuisine, as you mentioned, but also for table etiquette. It's something that I think people need to be or want to be attuned to manners, especially when they're in a restaurant, etiquette. Cuisine as well, you know, what wine goes with what. And we're very excited to have it in our prime rib room. We're going to be educating people of the finer things in dining and behavior.
All right, now, we wanted to give away one of these classes on our show because it also includes a five-course dinner, a formal five-course dinner.
That is correct, yes.
This class, and you get also, I believe... you can come back for the succeeding classes, three succeeding classes, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And we want to give one of these away on the show. And I thought maybe what we could do is have people call in. You could get into a discussion with them.
Well, here's what I wanted to say to you about that. We have at our restaurant a clientele that is local to the Beverly Hills and to the West Side area. And when you approached me about this idea, I immediately felt it was a good fit. Now, I want to ask you a question, Phil. Do you think that your audience, the talk radio audience, is what I'm specifically referring to right now, do you think the talk radio audience is an audience that that this is for? Because I'll tell you why I asked the question.
Okay.
I was at a couple of autograph signings for the Rush Limbaugh show and a couple of autograph signings for your program, as well as I went to one or two appearances of the Dr. Laura program. And I saw the people that came out to get autographs, and they're a little bit different from the people that come into our restaurant. And I thought what a great idea would be is that we will instead offer to give them some gift certificates to one of the rib houses we have here in Beverly Hills, or perhaps offer them some gift certificates to one of the other restaurants. Because
I'm talking about having the etiquette class.
And I'm sorry to bring this up to you now because...
Well, see, I promoted this.
No, I know, but I'm sorry to bring this. I will do anything that you want me to do. What we do in our etiquette class and what we do in our cuisine class is for a certain kind of refined person. And
what you're basically saying to me that talk radio listeners are not that kind of person?
No, I wouldn't know. I'm not going to put it that way. What I want to say is there is a refinement, yes, that I don't think is necessarily organic to people that... Yeah, that I've seen at these, you know, at these talk radio listeners. So it's not going to be if I do the class, it's not going to be the same one that we have. You know, so it's
well, what is it going to be?
We'd have to start a little bit more basic. Talking to them about hygiene, talking to them about
What's the difference between a talk radio listener and the people from the West Side in Beverly Hills who come to your etiquette and your cuisine classes?
Well, those people, my regular customers, are very familiar with the finer dining, shall we say, trappings. These people that you have listening to your program or to the Rush Live, you know, Limba Show and these other programs, I think need to have a more basic education. So what I wanted to do is tell you I want to change this a little bit.
Well, I want the people to have the cuisine experience, right?
Right. I don't think we could do that.
Why not?
I think it would be wasting our time. What I want to do, and forgive me, Phil, I know that you'd...
See, I'm a little I'm a little bit confused only from the standpoint that you agreed to this.
I did agree to this, but I have since done some research on these people that listen to these shows, and so I need to change it. I wanted to do some hygiene. I wanted to do some basic table manners.
In what way? Give me an example. When you mean say hygiene, what do you mean?
Coming to the table with the, clean hands and this kind of thing.
You're telling me the average talk radio listener doesn't know to wash their hands before...
I don't know. I just want to make sure. And also, you don't put the napkin in your collar and these kinds of things. Where the knives and the forks go, how to hold a knife and a fork. If you'll agree to that, I think we can... I can do something. But I'm... And forgive me...
Well, you're...
Forgive me for changing it on you. I just, it's hard.
Well, a lot of what you're saying sounds like the person who listens to talk radio doesn't get wine, cuisine.
Not exactly the way we do it at Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's all I'm saying. So we could do something for you, the talk radio listener. We would start out with basic hygiene, how to sit at a table, how to use a napkin, how to these kinds of things.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
And I can tell by your silence you're probably not understanding a lot of what I'm saying.
No, I'll ask you some more questions. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the etiquette and cuisine classes that they're going to be having. I want to ask my audience's indulgence, because I had promoted that this would be the class that you're holding. You feel it necessary to change it somehow for a talk radio audience. And the way you want to change, I got to tell you, it sounds a little insulting.
I don't want it to be insulting. I want it to be realistic. I can't have these people into the regular class.
What people are you talking?
I'm talking about the people that listen to your program, that listen to these talk shows, that are going to be calling up. I can't have them around during a regular class, because they are not yet educated to that level.
And the level being wine taste.
Well, we're having wine tasting. We're having we have different preparation for cuisine. It's very advanced. What I'd like to do for you and for your audience and for the audiences of people like Mr. Limbaugh or Ms. Schlesinger, have them take a basic class in hygiene.
Every time you say that, man, it kind of bothers me, because it sounds like people who talk radio don't wash their hands.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that it isn't true. I'm just saying, if somebody goes to the toilet, you want to make sure you wash your hands before you come to the table. We want to do that. We want to make sure that they're sitting there, they're holding a knife. The proper, some of these people, if you've seen it, you hold a knife like an ice pick. You don't stick the napkin in your collar. You don't. I don't know how to say this. You're not going to be making, making a gas noise at the table and all of these things.
Do you honestly believe, that Ted...
I just want you to know that I'm trying to work with you, and I'm trying to...
Do you know that people that listen to talk radio generally are better informed, better educated?
No, well, I don't know any of that. All I know is what I see when I go out to some of these personal appearances that a lot of these talk show hosts have, and I look at the crowd that they draw. And I say this with the greatest of respect, but I couldn't let them in my restaurant. I couldn't.
Why? Because of the way they look?
When you look at these people that you can't be around them. You have to ease them into it. And so what I'm asking you, can we try this?
You want me to give away then on the show tonight an etiquette and cuisine class that includes washing your hands after you go to the bathroom? I'm going to have to ask my audience.
No, you don't put it that way. It's going to include something we don't have in the regular class, which is hygiene.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sue, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi, Ted.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good.
Hey, I've been a talk radio listener for quite some time.
Yes, ma'am.
Quite a number of years.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am from an upper socioeconomic status family. My father is an attorney. I have friends that are doctors and lawyers. Now, I myself am in the process of...
You don't mind
of,
if we check all of that out?
And I am in the process of getting my master's degree, and I am just... My mouth just dropped open that you...
No. I don't mean...
Radio listeners don't know how to use a napkin or wash their hands before dinner.
I'm sorry, too. I don't want to offend you. What I'm saying is... if you listen to talk radio, all I want to do, Sue, if you were to come to one of our etiquette classes, is to make sure you know what you're doing before you walk into my restaurant. So, are you washing your hands after you go to the toilet? Are you doing these things?
But I wouldn't want to attend something like that. I'm already quite familiar with those types of things.
Well, we have an awful lot we've got some of the world-class chefs from all over the country come in. We've got some wines from wineries all over the United States as well as France. It's great.
Wonderful.
But if you are a listener of Mr. Henry's show, a listener of Mr. Limbaugh's show, or these kind of programs, I've got to check out whether you belong in...
Well, you just heard the lady say that she's educated.
I understand that. But she also is one of these people that hangs around the radio. And I need to find out that before Sue sits down at a table in my restaurant, if she's just been to the toilet, she's washed her hands. That's all I'm asking.
I actually, the time that I listen to the radio is on my commute.
Yes. Can I be assured of the fact that once you go to the toilet and you sit down at my table, between that time and the time you sat down, you washed your hands?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what to say. I don't think that really goes back to the point that I was trying to make.
I'm just asking you.
It's ignorant to completely categorize an entire group of people into one
you,
group.
Have you been to
and
these
to
things?
Say that talk radio listeners are uneducated and...
But see, you're reluctant to answer my question, and so I have to assume that maybe you're...
Well, I'll ask her directly. Sue, you wash your hands after you visited the restroom, correct?
Of course.
Does that answer your question?
It answers yes. But I want to make sure, that's all. So if Sue were to sit down in our... Has everyone... who's been to the toilet here? Raise your hand. Did you wash your hands? That's all.
Isn't that a little insulting, though?
It is pretty insulting. And I guess I was kind of sad for you because you sound like you've kind of cut yourself off. You've put yourself into a world where you have... judged people.
Oh, no, ma'am. We've got Sue. High-class client.
I wouldn't want to go to his...
I got customers that I don't have to remind them to wash their hands if they visit the toilet. If I've got people coming in from talk radio, I want to make sure the talk radio listener doesn't spread disease and this kind of thing. And
well, you make it sound like there's some kind of a disease carrion.
No, Phil. You and the lady are misunderstanding me. But what I saw at these listener parties that some of these talk show hosts had, I want to make sure that they're not spreading disease.
Well, here's another question.
All right,
point
okay, I gotta take a break. I gotta take a break here, Sue. 1-800-449-8686. What am I supposed to do about this promotion now? Because I don't know that I want my listeners to be put through a class at his restaurant where they're asked, have they washed their hands after they've been to the toilet? Ted Bell is on from Ted's of Beverly Hills talking about an etiquette and cuisine class that he's having. He's having it every Sunday, and we wanted to give it away as a prize. But the one he's offering to talk radio listeners is decidedly more, it's different. And it includes how to hold a fork and a knife and making sure you've washed your hands once you've visited the bathroom. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted. Ted to Beverly Hills. Please don't misunderstand me. We enjoy everybody. We want all the talk radio listeners, the fans of Phil Henry to come down. We don't like people that perspire a lot, but we can certainly work with that in our cuisine class. We want to put
our meat in your... All right, now, I want to ask something, Ted. What is it, before we go to back to some more phone calls, sounds like you're busy tonight, too.
Every Friday night, Phil, it's certainly with the rain, it hasn't stopped people from going out. I think the restaurant is so warm and it's so inviting. I think people love to spend an evening here and have a couple of cocktails and just enjoy themselves.
All right. Let me ask him, what is about a talk radio listener that is obviously lesser class than the average person that comes to your etiquette and cuisine class?
Phil, I don't want to use the word lesser class. What I'm simply saying is this. They are a more... I have seen some of these people that come out to the event you had over here in Cahuenga.
Yeah.
I saw some of the people that came out, and they were not the most hygienic people.
Well, those were the people that came to my thing.
But the same was true for the Rush Limbaugh event that I went to and the Dr. Lore event. They're not hygienic people, and that's fine. And I'm not judging. I'm just simply saying when you come to my restaurant, I can't have that. I can't be around that. So what I have to do is, what we want to do is we get a talk radio crowd in to do our etiquette in our cuisine class. The first thing we want to do is get them in and get them cleaned up. Make sure they
get them in and get them cleaned up.
Well, I don't mean to put it that way,
but it sounds like they're a herd of animals.
No, I want to make sure that we're covering the basics. You're going to sit down at our table. You're going to learn etiquette and cuisine. Anything that is acceptable in the homes of some of these people, whether you got your finger in your nose, or you got your finger down in your finger down there. Excuse me. If you're putting your finger down there, I can't have that. And we have to make sure that we're covering the bases.
All of this sounds very insulting.
Phil, I do not intend to insult anybody. My God, I'm so grateful for the business that we do through your show.
But if you're treating people... All right, 1-800-449-8686. Judith, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Judith?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello, Judith.
I'm sorry, my name's Judith. What's the name of the gentleman at Beverly Hills?
Judith, my name is Ted Bell. How are you, dear?
Ted, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And I'm in a fairly remote Appalachian section of Tennessee.
Yes, dear.
And I just was able to get into the car about 15 minutes ago and listen to your conversation with the other gentleman, the host of the show,
yes,
which
dear.
I can't say that I'm regular with. But anyway, I'm almost embarrassed for you, sweet thing, that you are assuming the demographics and the population that come into your facility don't know basic hygiene.
No. The people that come to my restaurant do. The talk radio listeners that would be coming to this special talk radio promotion, I don't know. See, you yourself just said you live in some area that's not...
I do.
...near a city or something? What is that? I don't know what that means.
That means I am in northeast Tennessee, sweet thing. I'm up in the mountains in Appalachia.
Right. What I'm saying is this. If you're a talk radio listener, you're a certain kind of person that we don't usually get those kind of people. So we would ask you, you come from Tennessee? I'm sorry?
Do I what?
Do you know about hygiene?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so if we were to ask you that at our... Do you have, let me ask you this, is a stupid question, but I get, do you have a well, do you have running water, what do you have out there?
Oh, yes, we do quite have running water, and housekeepers, and cars, and shoes.
All right, after you tie your boots on, do you wash your hands? These are only the things that I'm asking.
You're assuming this lady is living up in a holler someplace.
Well, I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
I know. That's why I'm calling, because I'm so embarrassed for you, but I don't think you've ever traveled much outside the area you're in.
Well, I don't get out of the west side of Los Angeles much. I do go to New York. I do go to Chicago. But I got to tell you, the northeast corner of Tennessee is not what I call on my whistle stop. Judith, I can assure you that if you wipe, I didn't mean to say that.
Come on, Ted. I am asking you to have a little bit of respect.
No, but I have to make sure that these people are... Are you... Judith, are you close to Dollywood?
Yes, we are.
Okay, there you go. That's fun.
There I go. Yes, and you know how much money they bring in?
Let me ask you a question.
$3 billion a year to that facility.
And
you know who it is? It's people from Los Angeles that are coming to visit there.
Well, good for them. I would ask you now...
what are some of the questions you ask?
Okay, do you...
Well, I'd like to know the demographics and income and education level.
See, that question,
that
do you wipe?
Do you wash your hands before you have a Dolly Burger? Let me just ask you that. Do you wash your hands before you have a Dolly Burger?
Have you ever had a Dolly Burger?
Okay, see, she won't answer the question directly. That worries me.
No, because I haven't
no, you don't, Dolly
Burger.
You probably don't wipe either.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We are on with Ted Bell, who's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is a very prominent steakhouse. Mr. Bell is having etiquette and cuisine classes every Sunday. We wanted to do a promotion for our listeners. You have taken exception a little bit to having talk radio listeners in your classes.
I think taking exception, Phil, is a very strong way of putting it. I simply want to ensure that these people are qualified to come into our etiquette and dining class and start up with some of these things. I have to tell you...
Well, first of all, let me ask you, what is it about a talk radio listener that...
Well, you've asked me this question before. Let me try and put it a different way. The average person that listens to a talk show is generally a loner. They're a lonely person.
I don't think that's true, and I'm in the business.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, I've seen some of these people. Believe me, I've been in the retail business for a long time. Please don't tell me. You've got a lot of very lonely people. The other thing that I think is that...
All right, what's wrong with lonely?
Nothing's wrong with that. But if you're not around other people a lot, you do not have the same social decorum as people who do. And so you got to start at the bottom. You have to begin with... You know, did you take a bath before you came here? Did you, I asked the other lady and she was offended, but do you wipe? Do you?
You have to ask people that?
I don't know. Look, the other thing about a talk radio listener is that they are, for the most part, they don't really think for themselves. And I realize that you think I'm offending your listeners right now. And
I can't see how my listeners would view it any other way, that they're sheep.
They're not sheep, but they listen to their host to know what to think. None of that I've just articulated to you makes for a good first-time student of a dining and etiquette class. That's why we want to start with the basics. And if it's offensive to you, I'm sorry, Phil, but I can't have it in my restaurant. I've got some people coming in who are very socially, upwardly mobile people. I can't have people in there. So I've got to say, please don't put your finger there. Please don't.
You've mentioned that, yeah, like you're dealing with children.
Phil, I would like the record to show that every time there has been a negative characterization of talk radio listeners, it's come from you, not me.
Well, Ted, maybe I'm interpreting.
And I wish that you wouldn't. I am saying they're fine people. There's nothing wrong with asking them, when you sit down at a table, to break bread at a fine table, at a beautifully set table, keep your finger out of your nose, or keep your finger out of your pants, or whatever these people...
Well, okay.
I mean, I don't think it's wrong of me to want that. And when you're dealing with talk radio listeners, lonely people, people who do not generally think for themselves, people who are, for the most part, have a hygiene situation...
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. 8686. Mr. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me go to Heidi. Heidi?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just got to tell you, this man is so offensive. He is so misguided.
I am trying to be as delicate as I can.
The people that listen to you want to be informed. the people that listen to you, maybe some are lonely. Does that mean I don't wipe?
No, not at all. What I'm saying is, if you're lonely, you're not around people a lot.
You know what?
And if you're not around people a lot, you may behave at a dinner table like an animal.
Let me just tell you one thing. Do not promote your restaurant then.
No, I promote my restaurant to upscale.
You're
going to
give an etiquette class because maybe some of us are not deserving of it.
What happens if people come to your class, Ted, and they're these people that you got to remind not to put a finger in their nose?
We will turn them away and give them a gift certificate for one of the rib joints. But when you said that you wanted to have this class for your listeners, I said, all right, okay. But I'm going to have to make it different from the regular one I give to my clients, who have a more educated palate, shall we say. So if Heidi comes
in... So how do you determine that the people that go to your restaurant are so much or better educated than the listeners to the show?
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you, Heidi, what city are you calling from?
I am calling from Simi Valley.
All right. And may I ask you, because I detect a very delightful accent, what is your country of origin?
Germany.
All right. Germany and Simi Valley. Now, what do we got? We got the old ranch house, you know, can I get your bratwurst special? That kind of a thing, right?
I am sorry, but I do not have a ranch house.
Well, in other words, I need to say to you,
there are million-dollar houses here, and I have a house in Gustadt. You know where that is? The most expensive resort town in Germany?
Gustadt is up in Solvang.
You know what? You are not going to insult me.
No, I'm going to have to ask you,
do you wash your hands when you eat? Do you wash your hands before you break bread?
Would you give a scholar student the same test as a mentally challenged kid? Would you? No.
That's completely different.
No, it's the same thing.
You are so
out
of it.
You're talking
about... How can you give a mentally challenged person the same test that you give a regular person that doesn't have any challenges?
Can't. That's why I say...
I think you're lacking something in your brain.
If you're going to give a class to a talk radio listener, it's not going to be the same class I give to a regular person.
But do you really think that the talk radio listeners are lower class?
No, I do not.
Then,
I'm just simply
then
saying,
don't say
please wipe,
else.
Please wipe. What's wrong with that?
You know,
please wipe?
It's really funny the way you say it.
No,
because it really sounds like maybe that's where you come from. That's why you are saying it so much. Because
Heidi,
the people like me, for example...
I can ask you this question. Do you know how to yodel?
I can't hear you.
Do you know how to yodel? Can you yodel?
No, I don't know how to yodel.
Why? Right, so I don't get that.
You know,
why?
Don't those people yodel?
What those people?
The ones that come from where are you from again?
From Gustadt.
Okay, that's Germany, right? Now, when you were a little girl in the old country, there was a class system. You had the very sharply dressed SS men, and you had the rest of the folks. So you know what I'm talking about. When the SS walked around, they got a certain thing, and then you people got to go. So what I'm saying...
What do you mean, the SS? You talking about Nazis?
Do you realize the kind of person you have there?
Look at Heidi.
This is ridiculous.
I'm saying to you,
this man is making money in his restaurant out of people like me. Because when I walk into your restaurant, you don't know that I come from Simi Valley and that I have $1 million home.
No, but when you open your mouth, when you open your mouth, I hear the German accent, and I can't have you coming in there in lederhosen with the horns on the head.
Oh my God.
Ted, you've got this stereotype of a lady because she's an American. She lives in America. She's Americanized, I'm sure. So she's got an accent.
Well, I'm asking her, does she yodel? I'm just trying to find...
What difference does it make if she yodels, man? So let's say she does yodel.
That means she comes from a certain class of people. And if she comes from a certain class of people, I've got to remind her not to put her fingers certain places.
Oh, my God.
This was the worst thing that I could have done is to come on your program tonight and to try and be as forthcoming as I could.
Well, you know what?
Most Germans come over here with those green hats with a feather in the side. Huh? Are you married? Are you married, Heidi?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your husband doesn't wear one of those green hats with a feather in it, does he? No. Right?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, so that's fine. You can come into my steakhouse. I got a guy like that coming
really?
In. I'll
so
start swinging
that
on him.
He's wearing, that means if he wears his native costume,
look it.
He cannot wear his native costume.
Can you do that? If you can do that, that means you come from a certain part of Germany, and we've got to start at the beginning with you.
Oh, my.
Washing after the bathroom.
Where are you from?
All right, Ted.
You're really not
you know,
real.
Does your husband have one of those Oliver Hardy mustaches?
All right, thank you very much.
What about the commercial?
Here's your stinking commercial.
You know, I'm going to yodel to this commercial, Phil.
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Crowd. You let that crowd on.
Come one of my on listeners.
You live in the canyon.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
We want to put our meat in your...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, it's time now for our By Request flashback of the night. And this comes to us from Tim Johnson. He wants to hear one of our character bits from the days of yore. And it says, Phil, I'm a fan of the show. I was wondering if you could play an old Lloyd Bonafide clip. I don't know the name, but in the clip, Lloyd just, quote, stomped to death, end quote, a French poodle. A caller tells Lloyd she has a French poodle, and Lloyd threatens to slit his wrists with an electric can opener. Keep the laughs coming, Tim Johnson. Here are Tim, Lloyd, and the stomped to death poodle.
How would he feel if I go over his yard and break his neck just because he's talking on the radio right now? I have a Bichon Frise, and I'm very upset at what he's done to the poor dog.
Wait a second. Is that a dog? Do I hear a dog barking?
Yes, that's right. You hear a dog barking. What are you going to do about it?
Is that a poodle?
No, that's a Bichon Frise, and they're kind of related.
That's a French dog, isn't it?
Yes, he is. Is there a problem with that?
I'd like to have your address, please.
Don't give your address.
No, of course I won't give my address to him. And even if I did, he comes to my house and I'll break his neck myself.
Are you in California?
He gets close to my dog. What are you going to do to my poor dog?
Oh, God, I hate it. God, I hate this. I hate the sound of a bark. Shut the dog up.
Why should I shut the dog up?
Shut it, because it's yelling. See what it's doing?
But
it's
then
yelling
you should
at me.
Shut up, and you shouldn't be on the radio talking, period, because what you're doing is insane.
That dog is talking crap.
Not a screw out of your head.
Unscrew my head?
Yeah, that's what's wrong with you.
I'll tell you what, I'll unscrew that dog's head. Shut it up.
Sir, yeah, why not? I mean, what is wrong with you, sir?
Please shut the animal up.
Look, and she's not going to...
I'm begging her.
Why don't you hang up?
All right.
Hello?
There.
I'm right here. Hold on for a minute. You didn't hang up, sir.
Why?
Because you're still talking to me.
Hold on.
Are you there, Patty?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Oh, shut it up. Shut the dog up.
Hang up, then.
I did.
I'm still talking to you.
If that dog doesn't shut up, I'm going to get a gun and I'm going to blow my own brains out. I'd rather die in a pool of my own blood than listen to God.
Are you, Patty, are you hearing this guy?
Yes, I'm hearing him. I can't believe him. Why should I shut my dog up?
Don't shut your dog up.
I don't want to shut my dog up. I mean,
I'm going to kill myself.
He's threatening to kill himself.
Is he talking to him? Is he saying something to him?
He's threatening to kill himself if you don't.
Oh, please. He can't kill my dog.
All right, here it is.
What is that?
I'm going to slit my wrist with an electric can opener.
You got to be joking. You really have a mental problem, a mental
no.
issue. He's just a little innocent animal. Ow, 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 ow!
What a freak.
He's got a can opener. He said he's going to kill the dog with a can opener. Oh my God, this guy really has problems, I swear.
Oh, he's nuts.
Oh, my God, this guy really has a problem. I can't believe him. He wants me to shut the dog up.
So you love the French, huh? Watch this.
What? Oh, please. Please. You know, I wonder how many other people out there are listening to the radio and most really think you're just nuts. You really have a mental problem. You should be in a mental institute.
Oh, okay.
There he is, Lloyd, by request, and that's the stomp-to-death poodle. He wanted to kill himself because, what'd she call it, a Basenji? some animal she's got. It's making him want to just rip his own veins out. That's our buy request email. If you got one, you can send, buy request flashback, you can email us at phs@philhenryshow.com. Coming up tonight, we have Little Judy Horax, the 5-year-old with the voice of a 52-year-old man, Harvey Wireman Sr. Chat, and Bob Bakian with a report on the Osbournes, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Later on, Harvey Wireman Sr. Chat. And what's Harvey's question tonight? Oh, yeah. What odious political philosophy do you have as a senior that you're able to get away with because you're so old and feeble? You ever see these old folks that's sitting around like maybe a holiday time and guys, oh, well, you know, these blacks, the coloreds, I'd just as soon lynch every last. Oh, Grandpa, you're so cuddly. You know, you ever heard these old people, and as soon as they open their mouth, some vile philosophy, and you can't really say anything because they're just old and shuffling? And what you really want to do is just pick them up, wheelchair and all, and pitch them right through a plate glass window, but you can't because they're like, they're old.
I'll tell you right now, I never met a coon that was worth two flips. Now, it won't give you two dimes for all the philosophy nowadays about equal rights. Equal rights, my bare, wrinkled ass. The coon and the fellow traveling coon.
And, you know, you just want to go up and go, excuse me, sir, where's your chair?
What do you mean, where's my chair?
Well, you ain't sitting in it anymore.
Pow!
So here's an email I got. Dear Mr. Hendry, I love your show. I'm probably one of the few teenage female fans of yours. I hope things are okay between you and your wife. I was sorry to hear about your trouble. I know you said that most of your fans' ideas for bits suck, but I wanted to send mine anyway. My idea was that perhaps there could be a violent crime at Bobby Dooley's son's school, and instead of focusing on the emotional pain and grief of the students, she would just bitch about the cleanup. Anyway, that's my idea. Best wishes, Caitlin. First of all, do I believe that's really a teenage female writing me? Don't know. Secondly, though, that's a pretty good idea. A violent crime, so she's like, what's Bobby bugged about? They got to get the windows fixed and mop up the blood? It's pretty cool. But whether or not you're actually a teenage female, Caitlin, is anybody's guess. You know, I might have been born at night, baby, but it wasn't last night. Half of these chicks that email us, and that wall of female listeners, how many of you women are actually sending your picture in, or is it a boyfriend who's saying, hey, hold this picture of Phil Hendry, let me take your picture?
Why?
Just do it. 1-800-449-8686. We got Harvey coming up.
How many are women?
What?
Of the women of the female wall.
Of the women on my wall of female listeners, how many are women?
Yeah.
They're all women.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, probably guys that had surgicals. They probably had the testiculars removed.
Why don't you go look for Jennifer Aniston again, man? Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.